glass puzzle pieces, even a domino, sit in piles on a farm on Irene Road in Kirkland, just outside of Fairdale. Trucks loaded with broken bricks and concrete make trips along a normally busy road, but it's their turf now, going back and forth, back and forth. It's the reality of 1 week after a storm.
It was built in the last 5 years. He had a previous house here before, but it was lost to a fire 7 years ago.
Carissa Brendel's father-in-law saw the twister coming, so he headed down to the basement of his newly built home and called his son, who lived nearby. The homeowner made it out okay, but now it's back to the drawing board.
We are going to rebuild up from all the foundation floors that are still good and intact, so we are going to rebuild it. We're hoping and rebuilding all the sheds that were here also in the barns.
Barb Eister of Rochelle wanted to help, but the roads leading into Fairdale are still closed off. When she saw this farm in need, she and some friends got some rakes.
So we're just trying to organize piles of wood, things that can burn or be salvaged, and then metal, and then things that can be kept and maybe reused at some point.
I've seen debris as far as Marengo. Actually, a street sign from Fairdale was found 8 miles north of Marengo. We constantly have people coming here to the fire station with mostly pitchers and that sort of stuff. So we gather that, and then we take it to the sheriff's department, and they try to find its home.
Chad Connell is fire chief of Kirkland, one of the nearest towns to respond to Fairdale. He says if he could sum up the week, it would be progress, but much remains.
I think there's about maybe less than 10 residents that are actually living in their homes now because the power has been restored. But everybody else is living with relatives, friends, and are making their way in and out of the site every day.
He says there are advantages and disadvantages of working in a small community.
The advantages, I think, are that we do have a personal connection with the people of Fairdale.
Connell and his wife met for several hours with the family of one of the victims.
Just telling stories and that sort of stuff. So
Connell expects the heavy cleanup will be wrapped up in the next week and a half. Then he says things turn from recovery to rebuilding. I'm Jenna Dooley.